All right, Abatai, just one quick halakha for the day. So we know that in the winter, when you pray the Amidah, we insert Mashiva Ruach Umurid HaGeshem. We also know that Shulchan Aruch says that if you made a mistake, instead of saying Mashiva Ruach HaGeshem, you said Murid HaTal, so you're okay also. It's not considered a critical error that would cause you to repeat the Amidah. Question over here is let's say a person actually said Murid HaTal, which can happen, you know, he makes a mistake and says Murid HaTal, and he finishes the beracha, and at that point he remembers that he actually said Murid HaTal, which is not a critical mistake. But the Bein Ishchai nonetheless in Parashat Beshalach Shana Rishona Halakha Tetzayin writes that since you didn't start Ata Kadosh, you should correct yourself and do it the optimum way and say Mashiva Ruach Murid HaGeshem. And the logic is that since you didn't start Ata Kadosh, you're still connected to the Beracha Mehayah Metim and you're okay. Not only you're okay, you should make that mention in that spot. Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom argues on the Bein Ishchai in two places. He argues with him in Yabiya Omer, Chalek Aleph Siman Chabet Ot Yud Gimal, as well as Halichot Olam, Chalek Aleph Parashat B'Shalach Ot He, where the Hakam says that it's not a critical mistake, and therefore you should not be mafsik between the Berachah Mechayeh Metim and Atah Kadosh. Chama Vadya says the only time that you would be mafsik, if it was critical, and the only case that it's critical is if you didn't say anything. Let's say the guy was praying the Amidah. For some reason, he had a lapse. He didn't say not Mashiva Ruach HaGeshem and not Murid HaTal. There, if he finishes, let's say, the Amidah and he realizes what he did, he has to repeat the Amidah. So therefore, Chama Avadya says, if he caught himself in between Mehayem and Timur HaKadosh, there he can say Mashiva Ruach HaGeshem because that's something that's a deal breaker. But Murid HaTal, if you said it, since your Amidah is legitimate and counts, you should not be mafsik between Mehayeh Metim and Kadosh to rectify and say Mashiva Ruach. That is the halakha lema'aseh. So again, the person said Murid HaTal, he just continued praying the Amidah. Once he was chotem, there's no reason for him to mafsik between the two berachot.